Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Marie and I thought I'd do a bit of an audio vlog for you all today. Well, audio log? I don't know. On the new Estee Lauder app, which has been released to assist blind and partially sighted people with their makeup application. So I've not done this yet. I've installed it and I've set it up. So allowed access to microphone, camera and voice assistant. But I haven't done anything except put my primer on. So I'm quite confident doing my own makeup. I'm just going to pop my hair. But it'll be interesting to see how this actually tells me how much I've done. So I'm just going to have to move some my makeup bottles, my perfume bottles. So what they do say is put your phone with the front camera facing forward about a foot in front of your face. So as I have far too much things on my dressing table. Now I do have, it also does say about having good lighting. I actually have the Hollywood style lights around my dressing table mirror. Not that I can see the mirror, because I have no sight whatsoever. I don't even have light perception. But just to kind of give the camera the best opportunity. So I'm going to start the app. I've got my foundation here. I've got my everything I need to do a foundation application. And I will do a lipstick application as well. I could do an eyeshadow application, but we'll see how we go. Anyway, let's open the app. LVNA. Outer minority. Tap LVNA. I'll turn off the microphone for privacy. Minority. Tap the continue button across the bottom of your screen. Continue. Button. Continue. Would you like me to check anything else? Start my makeup.
My apologies. I couldn't understand you. Would you like me to check anything else?
Foundation.
Great. Right now, I can give feedback on full coverage foundation. This is not a shade matching app, though that feature is coming soon. The way I work is I look at 7 zones on your face for symmetry and uniformity of application. Your forehead, temple, under eye, upper cheek, lower cheek, jawline and chin. For a more even, flawless look, follow these steps. Start with a pea-sized amount of your foundation. Apply from the center of your face. Working outward, use a foundation brush. Sponge all your fingers to blend. Would you like to continue?
Yes.
Perfect. As a reminder, I suggest applying your foundation first, before any other makeup like eyeshadow, lipstick or blush. Having other makeup already applied will impact my assessment of your look. Have you already applied your foundation?
No.
Sounds good. I'll wait while you apply it. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
So, I'm used to doing foundation, but this is actually a new foundation I've got today. It's still a company, I always use Bare Minerals because I find it an easy application. Now, I've just put foundation on. So, let's tally up. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Please make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. You will hear a sound when the scan begins. And when the scan has finished, to avoid shadows, tip your head back slightly. Start by facing forward, then slowly move your head 30 degrees to the left for 3 seconds, then to the right for 3 seconds. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble seeing your face clearly. Please double check that your screen is at eye level, about a foot away from your face. I'll let you know when I can see you, and we can resume the scan. When you're ready, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Please make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. You will hear a sound when the scan begins. And when the scan has finished, to avoid shadows, tip your head back slightly. Start by facing forward, then slowly move your head 30 degrees to the left for 3 seconds, then to the right for 3 seconds. I detected one area for you to review. The foundation on the left and right under eye does not match. Make sure you have applied your foundation evenly across your face in these areas. Consider blending in these areas. And try again. To repeat, say, repeat. Would you like to touch it up now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait while you touch it up. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
Okay, so let me get my blending brush. It wasn't very clear when it had finished scanning my face, but, you know, we'll go with it. bear in mind as well, it could also be shadows that cause these things. Like I said, even though I've got light on, I am also facing a mirror, so I don't know how that affects it. Right. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. You please try again. Remember that your lighting source should be directly in front of you. I'll let you know when I can see you, and we can resume the scan.
I'm going to just shut the curtains because I wonder whether that's daylight. It shouldn't make a difference, really. We'll try. Let's close this door. Okay. Let's hope this solves the problem.
When you're ready, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Please make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. You will hear a sound when the scan begins. And when the scan has finished, to avoid shadows, tip your head back slightly. Start by facing forward, then slowly move your head 30 degrees to the left for 3 seconds, then to the right for 3 seconds. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble seeing your face clearly. Please double check that your screen is at eye level, about a foot away from your face. I'll let you know when I can see you, and we can resume the scan. When you're ready, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Please make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. You will hear a sound when the scan begins. And when the scan has finished, to avoid shadows, tip your head back slightly. Start by facing forward, then slowly move your head 30 degrees to the left for 3 seconds, then to the right for 3 seconds. Your foundation looks great.
Oh.
Would you like me to check anything else?
Yes.
Okay, foundation, eyeshadow or lipstick?
Eyeshadow.
Perfect. Have you already applied your eyeshadow?
No.
I can check multiple layers of eyeshadow. I'll wait while you apply your first layer now. This app works best with high contrast eyeshadow. The way I work is I look at 6 zones in your eye area. First, the inner lid, center lid and outer lid. Then, above the inner crease, above the center crease and above the outer crease. For best results, do not apply mascara until your eyeshadow is finished. When you're ready for me to check your eyeshadow, say, I'm ready.
Right, finally. So, the source, the light has to just be in front of you. Because as soon as I turned the, close the curtains and close the door, I suppose if you don't have a mirror with lights on, you could always have like the living, you know, a light, your bedroom light or something in front of you, not behind you, because obviously that would create shadows. So that's a good thing we found out. So I'm just going to put some primer on, just so you're... I find this is really good, particularly when you can't see, because it gives you a... your eyeshadow doesn't have as much fallout. I tend to use Urban Decay and Charlotte Tilbury because they are the ones that I found that just have the least fallout anyway, which is good. So I just use the Urban Decay primer, which is really nice to put on. Right, let's have a see. This is my new foundation, so I'll put some of this on. New eyeshadow, sorry. So I'm going to just do an overall base layer. I tend to go for like a, depending on whether it's a day look or a night look, so I'm going for a bit of a day look at the moment because I'm not going anywhere. So I'm just going to use an ivory satin. Now in the Urban Decay Naked palettes, they have all different names and I can't remember what this one is. So but it's just a nice kind of pale like, well, an ivory color.
Turn off the microphone for privacy. When you're ready, tap the continue button across the bottom of your screen.
So this I always put on all over my lid, And again, if I'm using a different colour for my base colour, so if I'm going out, I might use something that's a bit more glittery, or I might use a more striking colour, like a pale purple, or a gold, or whatever. Just depends on what my look is that time. But I tend to go for a lot more natural or soft colours during the day. If I do wear makeup during the day, which, I'll be honest, is not very often. Unless I'm going anywhere nice. Okay. Okay. Just tap the continue button. Right, I think I found the angle as well. So, again, this will be depend on your setup.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. Please close your eyes for a few seconds so I can look at your lids. To avoid shadows, tip your head back slightly. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I'd love to hear what you think about me. Would you share your thoughts?
Not now.
No problem. Let's return to checking your makeup. Would you like to apply another layer of shadow and have me check that also?
Yes.
Sounds good. I'll wait while you apply it. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
What I'm going to do here is I'm just going to do a bit of a highlight colour. So, I'm going to go across the tops of my lids. So, kind of the crease above your eyelid, under your eyebrow, in the kind of the socket area though. Just to give it a bit of a highlight colour. It'd be nice to... if they can put colours in this would be pretty cool. Ooh, got a bit of fallout then. That was fine on my nose, I think. Right. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. It looks beautiful. Would you like to apply another layer of shadow and have me check that also?
No.
Would you like me to check anything else?
Lipstick.
Perfect. Have you already applied your lipstick?
No. I need to find my lipstick first. No.
Sounds good. I'll wait while you apply it. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
I'm just using a sample lipstick, so I have no idea what colour this is, actually. Ooh. That's cute. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. The way I work is I look at several zones around your mouth, your upper lip, lower lip, the corners, and beyond the lip line. This app works best with high contrast lipstick. Be sure to apply it across all sections of your lips. I detected two areas for you to review.
Ooh.
On your upper lip, there's extra coverage beyond the left section and center section. Consider wiping off the extra lipstick around the outline of your lips. To repeat, say, repeat. Would you like to touch it up now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait while you touch it up. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. I detected one area for you to review.
Oh.
On your upper lip, there's extra coverage beyond the left section. Consider wiping off the extra lipstick around the outline of your lips. To repeat, say, repeat. Would you like to touch it up now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait while you touch it up. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. I detected one area for you to review. On your upper lip, there's extra coverage beyond the left section. Consider wiping off the extra lipstick around the outline of your lips. To repeat, say, repeat. Would you like to touch it up now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll wait while you touch it up. When you're finished, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. I detect something blocking your lips. Please check that your lips are completely clear. When you're ready, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm checking it now. Make sure your light is in front of you and your screen is a foot from your face. The way I work is I look at several zones around your mouth, your upper lip, lower lip, the corners, and beyond the lip line. This app works best with high contrast lipstick. Be sure to apply it across all sections of your lips. Your lipstick looks fabulous.
Thanks.
Would you like me to check anything else?
No, that's good.
My apologies. I couldn't understand you. Would you like me to check anything else?
No, thank you.
Then you're all done. If there's anything else you'd like to check, please say start again.
Yeah, once I got it working, I'm pretty impressed with that.
Turn off the microphone when you're ready. Tap the continue button across the bottom of your screen.
Let's turn that. There we go. So yeah, it's a free app as well, and hopefully they will add colour, which I think would be ace, in the future. Interesting, the mascara thing. I tend to like doing mascara before I do my eye shadow, but it does say not to. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to brag, but and my eyeshadow is probably the one I'm least bothered about. It's always the blending of the foundation that I struggle with. So, yeah. So download it from the App Store. Have a good day. Hope you've enjoyed this blog.